There is a message from National Treasures. Please check it. In Records of the Grand Historian, Sima Qin says that the Shang Dynasty was founded by the descendant of a phoenix and that it was dominated by men. Head turned and wings down, there's something graceful and delicate about this jade phoenix. It's one of the many jade pieces that have come to light in excavations of the Yin ruins. The tomb belonged to Fu Hao, wife of Wu Ding, a Shang Dynasty king. She's mentioned almost 200 times in oracle bones found in the Yin ruins, so she must have been an extremely noteworthy individual, surprisingly so for those male-dominated times. Indeed, other objects excavated from the tomb suggest that this jade phoenix sums her up rather well. Alongside almost 800 jade pieces, archaeologists have uncovered 500 hairpins, as well as bronze mirrors, combs, exquisite ivory cups, and a host of other objects, often meticulously carved from precious stones and other valuable materials. Fu Hao, it seems, was very much a lady, as proud and keen, as preening herself as any phoenix. In a sense, this is exactly what we might expect to find in a woman's tomb, especially that of a queen. But other more eyebrow-raising finds have also been made. Hundreds of bronze weapons and sacrificial vessels were buried alongside Fu Hao, the sorts of things you'd find in the tomb of a warrior king. The most outstanding of these is a battle axe engraved with Fu Hao's name. Fu Hao, then, was no meek and mild queen consort. Here, perhaps, was a woman who wielded power rather more directly. If the archaeological evidence is anything to go by, a picture of Fu Hao emerges, bold and brave, leading from the front in battle, performing important sacrificial rites, a landowner in her own right. It's a picture that turns received wisdom on its head. Traditionally, credit for bringing the Shang to the peak of their power has gone to King Wu Ding. Maybe this remarkable woman, Fu Hao, was in fact responsible for many of its achievements. A military leader, as well as a queen, it's possible that Fu Hao put her formidable abilities at the disposal of the state. As tough and flexible as bronze itself, as strong and smooth as jade, here was a woman as skilled in the arts of statecraft as she was in those of the household, a woman who raised both her children and the Shang state to new heights of power and glory. As Wu Ding's beloved wife, confidant, and comrade in arms, Fu Hao died at the age of 33, plunging Wu Ding into grief. He had her buried near his palace and built an ancestral hall above her tomb, posthumously naming her Mu Xin. The esteem in which she was held is indicated by the sheer quantity of objects buried with her. Of all the tombs located outside the central Shang Dynasty mausoleum, Fu Hao's is the only intact royal tomb in the Yin ruins. Above all, it's this elegant jade phoenix that testifies most eloquently and potently to her memory. A true legendary woman whose independence and noble character earned her the respect and admiration of a whole kingdom almost 4,000 years ago. Maybe one of the first ever to show the world what women were really capable of.